Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our special guest this half hour is Bill Keaton. He's the Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivint Health, which is the second largest provider of HIV prevention care and treatment services here in the nation. Bill's helping us all understand what the impacts could be for public health, global health, but also your family's health here in Wisconsin from Donald Trump's proposed $1.3 billion in cuts to the Division of HIV Prevention within the CDC. Bill, let's bring it home for folks here in all senses of the word. What does I would imagine we've got some listeners perhaps up in Rhinelander. They don't know anybody, or maybe they don't know that they know anybody that has tested positive for HIV, and they're wondering, well, what the heck does this mean for me and my family? Bill, what does it mean for Wisconsinites if this draconian cut goes through?
Yeah, great question, Maggie. The reality is that throughout the course of the history of the HIV epidemic in our state, we've had people diagnosed and living with HIV in each one of Wisconsin's 72 counties. So due to a number of reasons, most of which having to do with stigma that folks who are living with HIV still confront, not a lot of people are necessarily very out about their HIV status. And that's something that we should all respect and expect at some level. For the folks who might be listening in from far northern Wisconsin, I grew up in Eau Claire. I've been doing this work for a long time. I actually did background, and my undergraduate degree was related to HIV treatment. What I would say is this: one of the reasons why HIV doesn't seem to exist in our day-to-day lives the way that maybe it did is because the programs and services that we're offering are effective. And HIV looks different in every community that it's in. In some of our more urban and larger cities, HIV, unfortunately, is a disease that disproportionately impacts communities and people of color, folks in our LGBT community, especially young trans folks and trans folks of color. But we know that HIV also impacts folks who are using drugs, especially with the prevalence of the opioid epidemic that exists in all corners of our state. We offer prevention programs and services everywhere throughout the state to ensure that folks who might have a loved one who is experiencing drug use, is experiencing opioid use, has access to programs and services that can prevent them and help them stay safe and healthy. And so these prevention dollars go to programs and services that we deliver in partnership with other organizations throughout the state. It's one of the reasons why we've been really successful at limiting the number of new infections in our state over the last several years.
It's important for me to point out, Bill, that Vivint Health itself is a nonprofit, and its sole mission and focus has been to respond to and help fight against the HIV epidemic, not just in our state, but across the country. Again, a nonprofit organization that has always been about this work. And here's the thing, to phrase it differently, Bill, if you are poorer and you have less access to clinics, hospitals, treatment, you are more likely, if you contract AIDS, to die or become very sick because of these kinds of cuts. So we're at this bizarre tipping point, right? And correct me if I get any of this wrong, Bill, where in the state of Wisconsin, again, as Senator Booker may have put it, it's not about right and left anymore. It's about right and wrong, because whether you're in a rural community that is now facing greater and greater challenges to make sure people can access within a reasonable drive the health care that they need, or you are someone who is poor and has trouble accessing healthcare in Milwaukee, these things are presenting grave threats to folks that may not have thought they had all that much in common, or were led to believe that they didn't have so much in common a mere 6 months ago. What should people do, Bill, if they are concerned about these particular cuts, or if they want to find out more?
Great question, Maggie. You know, last week I was in Washington, D.C., and I met with members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. I think one of the most important things that folks can be doing right now is calling the calling the congressional switchboard, emailing their congressmen, their senators. They're hearing us. It's one of the reasons why the initial rounds of cuts that were proposed hasn't looked as, I can't even believe I'm saying this, as bad as we feared it could be. And so that political pressure is really going to be what keeps HIV at the forefront of our lawmakers' minds as they're considering what they're going to do. Budget reconciliation, which is coming up later this summer, is going to be a huge part of this. Medicaid is the largest single source of health insurance for people living with HIV in our nation. We need to make sure it's protected. Medicare is going to be the largest source of insurance as people living with HIV continue to age, which is a wonderful thing. We should all want people living with HIV to live long, healthy lives. That means at some point they're going to be eligible for Medicare. Making sure that both those programs are strong and in place is going to be one of the most critical things folks can do in the next couple of months.
Thanks so much. That's Bill Keaton, Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivint Health. With our last minute, Bill, I want you to address this to the extent that this is still out there. Folks that think AIDS may still be a disease exclusively in the LGBTQIA plus community. Explain how that is simply not true.
It's just not the case. What we know today is that there are multiple routes of transmission of HIV. One of them is injection drug use, which continues to be a challenge that our communities overface. Unfortunately, mother-to-child transmission during childbirth is another aspect. We've been really good on the latter. We have more work to do on the former. We need these resources to keep doing the good work.
My thanks to you, Bill, a Wisconsinite working as the Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivint Health, helping to create healthier communities in Wisconsin and beyond. We're going to be back with Emily Gee of the Center for American Progress Action Fund to talk about the terror of Trump's tariffs right here at home and how it's hitting your pocketbook. Stay locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.